Hey everyone, welcome back to the 20-something girl podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Morgan. Hi, Court.
Hi.
How are we?
Long time no talk.
Holy. I mean, long time no talk. The people hear from us.
Yes, the people hear from us. I just feel like we're overdue for a catch up.
We are. We need to catch up. There's a lot to be updated on and I'm so excited.
So excited. How have you been?
I've been so good. Mm-hmm. This weather lately has been a little gloomy and not my vibe. Like, I feel like we're really going through the roller coaster of Alberta weather right now.
This week has been literally a roller coaster.
Like, literally.
And snow, sun.
Oh, yeah.
And then just gloomy today.
And the wind?
The wind can settle down.
No, the wind can go.
Right now.
I'm okay with the gloominess. Like, whatever.
It's not sunshine all the time.
Same. But that wind, no.
Yeah.
That is for the winter time. And we are in spring.
We're in spring.
I feel like that spring cleaning episode we did, or like the spring vibes, was like,
I think we jinxed it.
I think we did. I got so excited. And I feel like I haven't gotten to be in that mood again.
I know. It's crazy. And I can't even believe like we're in May. And I mean, like, we were kind of mapping out our May just with some stuff going on. And then all of a sudden it's going to be June. And it's just like, once May hits, mm-hmm. time just flies.
Time does. Yeah. May's like, I mean, we're almost halfway into the year.
I know.
When you put it that way.
So like, crazy.
Whoa. Yeah. No. The year's like almost over, basically.
Yeah. Basically done. Basically wrapping.
Yeah. No, it is. It is. It's a weird time. I'm really hoping for some sunshine.
Yeah. I think it's around the corner.
I think so too.
I have been hearing heavy rain.
Oh, okay.
Like tonight.
Okay.
Someone told me that, but.
Oh, well, I'm actually okay with that because I just feel like my mood today specifically, I'm like very gloomy.
give me the rain.
Yeah. I'm like, give me Hillary Duff come clean. I'm going to like sit in my room and like be a sad girl for no reason, you know?
Yeah.
You ever get like that?
Oh, 100%.
It's just needed.
I feel like sometimes even if I'm in like the happiest mood and, you know, I'll put on like, honestly, some songs on the Taylor Swift new album.
True.
I was recently on a plane, which we'll catch up on, but on the plane, I was like, you know, looking out the window, listening to Taylor Swift, having a main character, like.
And you love it because last time we chatted kind of about it, you hadn't really like listened, deep dive.
Yeah, it's so good.
It is so good.
I honestly, it's so good. And I still haven't like really listened to like the last, like I would say quarter of the album.
Fair.
But it's just. Is such a mood.
It's on repeat for me. Like,
yeah.
I swear my Spotify Wrapped is going to be five of those songs. It has to be. Like, I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I can't get enough.
Do you have, like, a new favorite or, like, a current favorite on the
album? Daddy, I Love Him. I've been loving that one.
So good.
It's so good. It makes me just, like, want to dance in a kitchen. And I am still loving the... Little Old Me.
Who's
Afraid of Little Old Me? I was about to sing it for all of you. Do you have a favorite song?
Okay, the way I just pulled this up, just to like for reference.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what song I actually really like? Fresh Out the Slammer.
Okay, I saw someone on TikTok say this. They were like, it's so underrated.
So underrated.
And I love it.
Yeah.
No, it is so good. That song, oh my gosh.
And you just know it has kind of deeper meaning, which I can't relate to at all.
Oh, yeah.
But
no, so fair. You know which one I love? Underrated, has some drama tied to it. Thank You, Amy.
Okay, that's one I haven't really listened to.
Do you know the tea behind it?
Oh, isn't that like Kim?
Yes.
Okay, why haven't I listened to that?
No, listen to the lyrics, Court.
Yeah.
Like, listen deeply and you're just like, whoa. It is a masterpiece, but I also just love the flow of the song. It's a really good one.
Yeah.
So that one might be my new fave right now.
Do you want to hear something so funny?
Tell me.
So I was with a group of people recently.
Yep.
And we were all having like a discussion and we were playing a card game. And it said like one girl pulled a card and it said like state an unpopular opinion. And she said she didn't like Taylor Swift. And I was like, okay,
crazy.
Totally cool.
Yeah.
Like,
to each their own.
But interesting. And she went off on like why she didn't like Taylor Swift. And,
okay.
You know, all the typical reasons.
Of course.
Of course. Anyways, a couple hours later, we're doing something. Love Story comes on. Word for word, this girl's going.
Of course. Of course she was.
I was like, what? I thought you didn't like Taylor Swift. Like, what? You know every single word. And she was like, yeah, but this song's a banger. I'm like, they're all bangers. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh my gosh, people. No, that is.
It was so funny. I love her so much. But I was like, girl.
Yep.
I know that there's a secret part of you that just wants there is. To hate on her.
That story right there is the epitome of a Taylor Swift hater. They're yeah. not really a hater.
They just want to act like it.
Yeah. So no, thank you.
Yeah. It was so funny.
That is funny.
Word for word. No.
That album has my heart and I think it always will.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to chat with you. I literally have so much to catch you up on.
I need to hear the life updates from you.
Same to you.
I just feel like we've been very, I don't know what the word is.
We've
non-descriptive.
Been, yeah.
We have not shared anything.
No.
Really.
We haven't. With you and the people who listen, like, yeah. we've been very mute on everything.
The past couple of weeks, just because we've had a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of stuff. Lots of stuff coming up. We're
excited. Stuff coming up.
So much. But let's get into the favorite of the week.
Yep.
What's your favorite?
Okay. Have you seen the trend on like Instagram, Pinterest of like the boxer type shorts?
Yes.
With like a big sweater?
Yes.
Okay. I've seen it. I'm obsessed with it.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like a matter of finding the right ones.
Yes.
I found them.
You did?
I ordered a pair of shorts off of Amazon.
No, I was going to say, is it going to be like a dupe? Like a.
I don't know. I don't know what the like legit version of it is, but basically it's like any short that kind of gives like. Boxer vibes.
Like you're wearing your boyfriend's, but like cuter.
But like cute.
Yes.
Anyway, so I ordered this pair off of Amazon and they're like blue striped and I'll show you a picture of them because they're so cute. And the brand, I'm not sure. I feel like ordering stuff off Amazon, like I don't really know how to direct people
yes,
to this.
No.
But I can share a link. But they're I'll spell it out. OYOANGLE. Is like the store.
Okay.
And this is what they look like. They're just striped and blue.
Cute.
But they're like a little bit thicker material, so they're not actually like see-through or like you can actually wear them as shorts in public.
Okay, cute.
I had them on with like a big oversized like cable knit sweater.
Yes.
And I was like, this is so the vibe. This is exactly what I wanted. And I showed my boyfriend and he was like, I'm not sure. Like, I'm not sure. You'll have to show me like the reference. I'm not sure what this is. And I was like, that's how I know. I nailed it.
Yep.
If the boys don't get it, I'm not dressing for the boys.
No, you're not. Girls. No, that's literally what they say with those. Wow. And yeah. you liked the vibe.
Like the vibe. I feel like I was looking at a few other stores. Like I have seen a lot about like the Uniqlo version.
Yeah.
But like those are legitimate boxers. And that kind of... I don't
just
know.
Just didn't fly.
So these are just like more legit shorts.
I love the pinstripe too.
Yeah. Sized up so they like weren't tight at all because I feel like that's kind of the look too.
Okay, cute.
Anyways, I wore them a lot recently.
Wow.
When I was a little bit warmer weather.
That's a rando favorite.
It's so random, but I'm like obsessed. And I feel like for the girls who are actually looking for this, I will post the link.
No, please do because can I tell you like, this summer, well, for the last like couple summers, I just feel like jean shorts are out. Like,
yes,
I just love sweat shorts. I like comfy.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'm going places. I just don't like to be sucked into like a tight
absolutely
jean short.
Absolutely not.
So those are ideal.
Yeah. And they're cute. They come in like a variety of colors. I feel like I want like a gingham pair.
Oh, cute. Okay. Yeah. You got to share the link for the girlies.
Yeah. I will have to. And they were like... I got them off of Amazon.com.
Okay.
So there was like import.
Oh,
and like,
yeah, yeah. Yep.
So they were like $50.
Okay. Okay.
Which, you know what? I've seen some for more expensive.
No, totally. Well, the bigger stores are definitely selling them for a lot more. So
like the Free People. Yeah. And those of the world.
Yeah.
Now go to Amazon.
Okay,
just at least to try the trend.
Yeah, no, totally. Wow. Nice.
What's your favorite?
I love that. Okay, my favorite is I feel like I've been boring lately and just like, you know, I love all the things and I've mentioned them all because I haven't changed much up. But I will say I haven't gone shopping in a long time. It's been a while since I've like treated myself, and I think we talked about it in that spring episode, like go treat yourself.
Yeah.
So I made my way to a cutie little store that we have here, and I want to say it's more of a Canadian store, but Winners HomeSense, we love it.
Love it.
And right now they are so stocked, Court.
Really?
Oh my gosh. The stuff there, is like, I just feel like they've elevated their style at Winners. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's the basics there. There always has been. But now it just feels like it's more, I don't want to say like high fashion, but more trendier pieces are coming there.
Yeah.
And specifically, we'll get into it, but I went to a concert recently and I got this cutie little dress from there and it's striped and I loved it. And it was like $25.
We love a deal.
We love a deal. So I think if you haven't been to Winners recently, anyone listening, just go.
Yeah.
Because the vibes are good and they had a lot of good jean shorts. I want to try like the longer jean shorts.
Oh.
Not quite like the Bermuda, like all the, like yeah. the ones we used to wear.
Yeah. Like not the, yeah.
You know, like not, I don't think I version. Can do the long ones, but like the mid kind of thigh ones.
Yeah.
A little bit longer. They have a lot of those at Winners right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so they were really cute. I couldn't find my size, but I want to try that. Like the more like mom short vibe. Like I don't need short shorts.
No, I don't know. I'm just not, need like everything covered.
Yeah. It's not like, it's honestly, like going out tops. We're like yeah, over it.
It's just like,
yeah.
I don't know.
No, I know. I get it. So yeah, I'm going to say like, I guess it's a mix. The striped dress is my favorite, but I don't think I can really link it for you because Winners clothes are kind of.
That is the issue with Winners is mm-hmm. like. One time you find it.
Oh yeah, no,
the
it
next
is.
Time, good luck.
Yeah, but this is just a reminder to everyone to just like go check out Winners yeah. and go see what they're. Because honestly, I was shocked at the amount of stuff they had.
Yeah,
and a lot. I remember I sent this to you a couple weeks ago, but they had a lot of like denim stuff, and just like for brides, like a lot of white denim mm-hmm. and like sparkly things for concerts. You know, like that's very much the vibe right now.
Denim is literally everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like the Canadian tuxedo yes. is in full effect.
Oh.
And honestly, I'm kind of here for it.
I'm here for it too.
Like it's so cute.
It's such a vibe, but they had so much, like a lot of matching sets, like black denim and then a matching denim jacket. So I'm like, go there for like your bachelorettes, for your.
Yeah, don't dish out. You know, like
fun events and stuff and yeah. sparkly denim. Oh, such a vibe.
So, yeah. I've been loving denim.
Same.
In that sense, like. We all know I hate jeans on this podcast, but so that feels contradictory, but I do like the look of
no, yeah.
like the denim on denim right now.
And I think like, again, we're trying to cover up and we like the oversized. I'm not into like the fit super tight stuff right now. So like yeah. if you can find a good pair of denim at a decent price at like Winners prices, like heck yeah.
Exactly.
Score that up.
Score it up.
So yeah, that's my okay, cutie it. Little favorite.
I love
life's
it.
Kind of boring, so take no, yourself shopping. You know,
okay, it's sometimes tricky to come up with a favorite every
no it
week.
Is for sure
when it's like you kind of do use the same products like all the yeah. time and like you're very much like in a routine with lots of stuff.
Yeah, no, I feel like I'm not changing much, which is like sometimes good, you know.
Yeah,
I love stability
it comes and goes.
Yeah, it comes and goes. Okay, let's get into this.
Today, we are having a chatty catch-up episode. It's just what we need, you guys.
It is, and I'm sure you guys need it, too. Like,
yeah.
I feel like we have a lot of fun stuff to catch up on. So tell me, what's been going on in course life?
Oh, gosh. The biggest thing, obviously, that's been going on is I recently went to Nashville last weekend. And I'm so excited to share like everything. Like I'm going through like the full itinerary with you.
The way I've been dying to hear this. Like Court and I haven't avoided this conversation.
Yeah. We've seen each other, I guess, like once or yeah, yeah. once. And it's like, I don't know if I can
talk actually to you. Just can't hear it because I need a podcast recap.
So yeah. So we spent the weekend in Nashville. I was there for my best friend's bachelorette party.
Love.
But it was actually a combined trip, so it was bachelorette. So
cute.
All the guys, all the girls.
Man, those are so fun.
So fun. Okay, this was my second bachelorette that I've been on. Both in Nashville. Two for two. Wow. For Nashville bachelorettes.
I love it.
But this was my first time doing like a combined.
What'd you think?
Oh, that's the way to go.
Right?
It's so good.
It is so good.
It's just like fun.
It is really fun. It brings an element of, I don't know, just like safeness, like yeah. having your people there of all. And it's just extra the fun because if you're friends with both,
that's the thing. Everyone, everybody's just friends with yeah. everybody.
So then why the heck not?
Yeah. And it's like if you're going, like especially I feel like if you're going all the way somewhere like say mm-hmm. Nashville, it's like, why wouldn't you do that big trip together?
Totally.
It was, like I said, last year we went on a bachelorette to Nashville and it was just the girls.
Okay.
So much fun.
No, of course.
So fun.
Girlies but are always fun.
Adding the guys was just like such a different like dynamic, and it's kind of fun to like have your people there, mm-hmm. like your person. Like my boyfriend came with me, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it was like nice to just like have each other and like ground each other.
No, totally.
And just like, I don't know, it was just so cute.
Yeah.
No. And last year I got home and was like just telling everything to my boyfriend. I was like, I just want you to go. Like, you mm-hmm. would love Nashville. Aww. So it was cool to like be able to like go there now yeah. with him.
Aw. So, good for you guys.
It was such a good trip. There was about all of us. There was 20 people.
Holy.
So it was a big.
So fun though.
It was a big trip. It was like full bridal parties and mm-hmm. then their significant others
yeah.
and then a few just like extra
yeah.
friends. And it was, yeah, it was so much fun.
Oh my gosh. Give me all the deets. Like,
okay.
Where'd you guys stay?
Okay. So we stayed in Airbnbs.
Okay.
They had rented two basically like townhouses that were right beside each other. Like joined, but like, not you had to like go from one house okay. to the next.
Yeah.
But like they were definitely like wall to wall.
Yeah.
And yeah. And then, yeah, the two Airbnbs. And then like they both had rooftops that were like connected.
Okay. That's so cool.
Yeah. And it was just like, that's the way to do it, because then you just, I mean, not everyone has to get a hotel room then.
Totally.
And like everyone, it kind of worked out that everyone mostly had their own like bedroom.
Okay.
And it was just like a really good
setup. Yeah.
So like, yeah, we got there, we were there from Friday till Monday.
That's so cool.
Full send weekend, and got there, checked in. They had like Instacarted things, so groceries came like right when we like basically got there.
Love.
And like alcohol and everything like that.
Yeah.
And we just like ordered pizza in for the first dinner.
Okay.
We got ready, like, we kind of got there around, I don't know, like 5.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, get ready and like.
Yeah, we're going.
We're going.
Yeah, like, we're in Nashville. Let's
you
go.
You gotta go. Cute. So we did like pizza and like some just like drinks at the house, mm-hmm. played some games, you know, chandelier, all the rooftop games. Yeah.
So fun.
I love a chandelier.
Chandelier is so good. So except good sometimes.
I hate it when I'm bad at it.
I was going to say, if you are not good.
It is literally the worst if you're having an off night and like you can't get it in the cup. Like,
do you guys do with like the bad cup in the middle?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, of course.
And it's just like the pressure.
I literally refuse to have that cup.
Yeah, no. I think if there's, honestly, if there's boys playing with you, which there usually is,
they'll take it.
Yeah. Like, you take a sip and someone else chugs it. That's not your responsibility.
Nope, it's not.
So yeah, it's such a good.
Yeah,
I love that one. But yeah, no, only if you're on a good night.
Okay, wow. On a rooftop though, like,
yeah, and it was so hot there. Like, it was like 26 to 28 like throughout the whole weekend. So it was so hot. And yeah, and then troops piled into just multiple Ubers because there's so many of us. And we went out to Broadway and like, it is just like the coolest.
I bet you, yeah, I bet it's hard to like describe how it is. Cool.
And it's just like all like lit up, like every, like there's so many like signs and like just bright lights and just
is
like,
it just like bar to bar to bar?
Bar to bar to bar. Like beside each other. Like,
and like, aren't there levels of the bars?
I swear every bar has like at least like 4 floors.
And you like, you can, once you're in, you just like go. That's just crazy to me.
I have been just like, you need to go to Nashville.
I know I do.
Make it like your next trip.
I need to.
Because you would thrive, because there's just live music everywhere.
Like, that's so cool.
And like, everybody just gets into it because, I don't know, you're there. So you just like,
the vibes are high.
Yeah, the vibes are high. So basically, I don't know, like all of the bars we went into had like rooftops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, and it's so nice there. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not snowing, so you can actually go outside.
Course. Yeah. Is it like packed every bar?
Yeah, especially when we were there, like we Friday night packed, they shut down like the streets, so like it's all like walking traffic.
Okay.
And then we were there when the Nashville right
yes.
Predators
yeah. Good
and
job.
Vancouver.
Yeah, you get it.
We're playing, so it felt like maybe a little extra busy.
Yeah.
Because there was like literally a game.
Are there like sports bars there? Like, do they have TVs? No, probably not.
Honestly, I don't really know.
I don't. I would assume I not with like live music and stuff. Yeah, it's like very music.
Yeah, very music driven, and every bar is like live music.
Huh.
And it's just that's is so cool. Very hard to describe, which is so annoying. But
no, but
it's honestly, if you think it's just as cool as you think it is,
I feel like that is an even environment cooler. I would thrive in.
Yeah, you.
Like,
I think we need to take a trip to Nashville.
I think we do too,
because
us and the girlies.
Yeah, girls trip, whoever's coming.
Yeah, we need to. I literally, like, that is a dream destination for me.
I would go tomorrow.
Wow.
Like, I would go back tomorrow.
See, and you're not even like a country gal.
No.
Like, so I'm like, if you're so saying not. That,
yeah,
you love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, I don't know, I would like to go back to Nashville. Mm-hmm. And like, maybe, I don't know, just like see a little bit more,
yeah,
just because like,
a bachelorette is very different than like
like a trip.
Totally.
Anyway, so we went out to Jason Aldean's bar,
yeah,
which honestly is just so good.
Was that your favorite?
I
was
gonna ask. I think it has a soft spot because that's where we spent a lot of time last year.
Okay,
so it felt like, okay, we've been here, like,
yeah,
we know it's gonna be fun.
Totally.
And like the main level is a little bit more chill. Mm-hmm. They have a band and like, I don't know, some tables, like it's just a little bit more chill. And then mm-hmm. you go up to the rooftop and that's where it's like
a party.
Like party.
Okay.
But it was just like so much fun.
Wow.
Such good music and just good vibes. And like with that many people, it was just like so fun to either, if you didn't know someone, like get to know them
mm-hmm.
or reconnect with people.
Mm-hmm.
Or also just like hang out with your besties.
When it's a good group too, it's just like even better.
And like, that's the thing. There was so many people, and like, I'm not even just saying this, like everybody was like solid. Like there was no one that was like, oh, please don't sit with me at dinner. Like,
no, I love those groups.
Yeah. Like you could sit beside anyone and be like, okay.
Converse with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is so good.
Okay. Fun.
Anyways.
So what'd you do like Saturday?
Okay. So
Tell me okay. full.
I want to, like, I don't know. This like, is I'm amazing. Talking a lot.
No, keep going. I want to know it all.
Okay. So Saturday, we did a girls day slash night. And then the boys had a night. So it was girls only Saturday.
Okay. Yeah.
Wake up, go to brunch.
Mm-hmm.
We had made reservations probably a month
mm-hmm.
and a half ago.
Okay.
We missed the reservations. You
classic.
Know what? You stayed up. You're moving a little slower.
I understand.
So that was hard to take because it was like, okay, we actually made these like a long time ago, but it's fine.
It's fine.
Roll with it.
That's okay.
We went down to this area and it's called the Gulch. And there's just like really good like shopping and like food. We ended up eating at like this place called the Thompson Hotel and it's super nice.
Okay.
And as we were walking there, fun fact, you're going to love this. A girl pointed out that like supposedly, I don't know if this is, mm-hmm. I'm believing her because she told me, but Kelsey Bellarine, we like walked past her apartment.
The penthouse?
I'm not sure. This is what this girl was saying. She pointed
cry.
To like a building and she was like, yeah, this is like where Kelsey Bellarina has a apartment.
Yeah, that's.
And I was like,
that's literally what the song's about.
And I wish I would have asked more questions because, and then I would have just sent you a little picture. I should have
screaming,
done that.
Crying, throwing up.
If but I you, thought of you.
If you saw Kelsey Bellarini there, I would have probably cried.
It's just like,
that's
so
cool.
Crazy. We also walking from like our missed brunch reservation mm-hmm. to the next destination. Mm-hmm. We saw the most random person. So me and this girl were walking down the street and we were kind of at the back of the group.
Yeah.
Looked across the street and there was this fully tattooed guy walking a dog. And I looked at him and I was like, that looks a lot like Miley Cyrus's brother.
No way.
Like Trey Cyrus.
Trey, the like, fully tatted one.
Yeah, like Metro
yes.
Station.
Oh,
and I looked
gosh.
At the girl next to me and I was like, is that Trey Cyrus? And she was like, 100%. Googled it. There's a picture of like him and the dog that he was walking. And then we were trying to describe to the people who like didn't really have a reference.
Yes.
And, like, you know, that band, that one song.
Shake It.
Yeah. So he was just and like just fully
by himself
with his doggo. Just
oh,
living
my
his
gosh.
Life. And I was like, okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And
but
I'm
just like a weird.
That is.
Why do I recognize this man?
No, that is weird.
Probably because he's head to toe tattooed and like it's pretty distinct.
So did you see anyone else famous?
That was really
that was it. That was That's it. Okay. That's cool.
No one famous.
No.
Yeah. But supposedly walked past the apartment.
That's so cool. The penthouse apartment.
So good.
That's cool.
After that we just went home, got ready, chilled, got ready for the night. We were doing an all pink night.
Cute.
Which was fun because everybody showed up in something different. Like,
of course.
It was just like all the shades. Wow, all the shades. Yeah. Like everything. So all the girlies looked so cute. We did a pedal pub that afternoon.
Oh, fun.
Which was so much fun. We went down Broadway, which was cool to like not have to walk up and down.
Yes.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
and
like,
those are
sit.
Huge there.
Yeah.
Okay,
they
fun.
Were so many.
Yeah.
Stopped. They had like a bar stop on the pedal pub. I'd never done one.
No, me. I've always wanted to do the one in Calgary, honestly.
Yeah.
But never have.
They're fun.
Okay, fun.
The one thing I will say.
Tell me.
I was expecting a stool, like a large seat.
They're small.
It was a straight up bike seat.
Are you serious?
So picture this, 8 girls
in dresses?
In little dresses on a bike seat, and the seatbelt went over like the tops of your like thighs.
Was your butt sore?
So I actually haven't been that numb in like a while.
I was going to say, because I know when people get on a spin bike and the next day they're like so sore.
Yeah. So that was
what
really interesting. That
why
would
did
be,
I not know that?
Well, I think that like other ones do have like full stools.
Well, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry.
I was just like, you're not making me climb up on this.
No, that's.
And then I was like, oh, I'm going to take like such cute videos. No, I was holding on for dear life because I was on a bike seat.
Wow.
Barely strapped on. And I was like,
oh my gosh, I'm sorry. That's tough.
Anyways, so that's fine. And yeah, we got a bar stop. So we got to go to like this little dive bar at like the end of Broadway.
Yes.
Mechanical bull. The girls rode the bull.
Nice. We love it.
So funny.
Did you ride the bull?
No, honestly, we just didn't have enough time. Fair. And I...
You were like, I
I've
don't
done
need
it.
Oh, okay. Like, you have.
Yeah, like, I mean...
Good for you, Court.
Have you?
No.
What?
Never. Have I? No.
What? Okay, that actually kind of surprises me.
I know. It kind of surprises me, too, because I feel like any
that
one of
should
us
be, like, actually switched. Why have I ridden one but not you?
That's cool. I want to do it in Nashville. Did you ride one in Nashville last time?
No.
Oh.
I...
Probably at, like, Cowboys?
Yeah. Like,
or,
I think Knoxville's in Edmonton.
Oh, yeah.
Used to
classic.
Have one and definitely rode that.
Okay,
but
good for you. Yeah.
Anyway, so just... But, yeah... So, it was so funny. And, like,
of course,
just doesn't get old.
No, never.
Watching someone ride a bull.
Never. Okay, fun.
So, yeah. Then we went for dinner at Miranda Lambert's.
Nice. Okay.
So good.
Yummy.
Yummy. So busy.
Really?
Very busy.
Wow.
We, like, waited for probably an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Wow.
For a table. So that was kind of busy.
Yeah.
But the highlight of that night, we went to this... It was called Ranch Hands Cowboy Burlesque.
Okay, fun.
So it was a shirtless cowboy show.
Wow.
Like picture, I don't even know how many there were. There were like 8 maybe. Just.
Oh my gosh. Wow, you guys just did the full bachelorette. Hey?
Yeah. And like that was just so much fun. I think it was a really last minute thing too that kind of came together.
Yeah.
And it was just like a huge room full of just screaming women for like these cowboys.
Classic.
And like they just danced and
that's
you know
so
you had
fun.
Yeah, they it was we ate it up. It was so fun. But fun fact, I guess the ranch hands are coming to Stampede this year.
Shut the front door. No way.
I don't know if I need to bring that show to Calgary for me. I think I can leave it in Nashville. Let's just leave it there.
I think that's probably a good idea.
But for anyone listening, they put on a good show.
I mean, anyone who wants to have a batch in Calgary, I feel like that's a good thing to go to.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So that was really fun. And
that
it was
is
just
fun.
Like so good. We ended the night at Kid Rock's bar.
Cool.
And that was a cool one.
Was it?
Yeah. That was a really fun one.
Fun.
I feel like last time I was in Nashville, we didn't really bar hop. Like it was just so busy and you kind of get like overwhelmed.
Yeah, yeah.
But this time we did a little bit more.
Yeah. You know? Cool. That's just like so cool. The coolest part to me about Nashville is it's like, oh, this is this person's bar. This is this person's bar. And you just like hop around.
Just hop around and like everyone just has like blasting live music.
That's so cool.
Which is really cool. And it's cool when like they're playing songs that you know.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. That's a big
one. When they're not, it's like, okay, this is like awesome, but it's so much better when they like
totally
play the hits. We heard some like Nickelback. Nice. And like, good. You know, brought out the Canadian in us.
I love it. Okay, that's so fun.
I ran into, this is just so funny, I ran into someone at the bar in the bathroom and I asked her where she was from, I think, because she said she was visiting.
Yeah.
And she said North Carolina. I said, oh, cool. And she was like, where are you from? And I was like, oh, I'm from Canada. She's like, wow, that's so awesome. I was like, yeah. And then I had like followed her out and I watched her go up to her friend and she's like, I just met a Canadian, to her friend. And I was like, there's no way.
No chance.
You're like,
are you serious?
Stoked to meet a Canadian.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
And I was like, that's so funny.
That's hilarious. Wow. Little celebrities we are.
I know.
That's just funny. Just gotta flex. Us Canadians.
Okay. But
wow. That's so fun.
It was a full trip.
That and is full.
And then we had one more day.
Holy.
And like it
did
was.
Did you do 3 nights?
3 nights.
Wow. So you did another like conjoined night the next
another
night?
Another conjoined night. Yeah.
Fun.
Which it was really, really fun. By the third day, it was like you know, you just feel different.
Yeah. To say the least, yeah.
To say the least.
You're exhausted.
You're just tired. You really aren't sleeping. You're really not, like, eating.
No.
If you're on, like, you know, like, a really heavy,
yep.
like I've been describing, bar hopping trip.
Of course.
But it was, like, the best. Like, it was so good.
So good.
But by the third day, it was like, okay.
Wow.
Get your boots on. Let's one more time, you guys.
Good for you.
But we actually did a line dancing class.
Cool.
On the third day.
Nice.
All 20. Like, all... I guess one girl had left by then, but...
How was it?
It was so much fun.
Was it?
It was so much fun.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess the guy, his company is called Urban Cowboy Line Dancing or something. And I guess he's, like, quite big on, like, TikTok. That's how Paige found... Oh. that's how the girl found
yes, of course.
Anyways, that's how she found him. So he was like set up like phones and like recorded everything.
Really?
And I was like, okay,
did he post you guys?
Well, there was definitely pictures of us on his Instagram, but he TikTok lived the whole class. As soon as he like set up this phone in the corner and someone had said like he's TikTok living right now, and I was like, no.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, like he did the whole class. So it was actually kind of fun because there was a couple guys on the trip whose wives couldn't make it.
Okay.
So they were actually watching the live.
Oh.
Which was so funny.
That was hilarious.
Really funny. But I was like, I'm not getting close to that at all.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Just casually TikTok lives.
Yeah, I was like, did you sign something to like allow him to do that? Like, or is he just going for it?
That's crazy.
And every like by the time we like learned every dance when we were like actually doing it, he was like, okay, ready to film it? I'm like, why? Why are we filming?
How many dances did you guys learn?
I think we learned 4. We were there for 2 hours.
Holy.
Which it went by really fast.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot, but...
Was it fun?
It was so much fun.
Okay, that
and, like,
would
watching,
be so fun.
Like,
the boys. Yeah, that's the best part.
I was just like, this is so cute. But at the end of the class, we were like, okay, can we just do, like, Cadillac Ranch?
Yeah.
Like, for the pure Canadian in us. And one guy on the trip, he's actually from Denver. So he did not know the Cadillac Ranch. And the
Is that
whole,
just an us thing?
I think so.
Like, is that just ingrained in our brain from gym class?
I think so. Because we were all like, everybody, like all of us were doing it.
Oh my gosh.
And he was like, how do you guys all know this crazy dance? Like, what are you guys doing up there in Canada?
Oh, we're just trained in every gym class for like 5 years.
Yeah. Like, that's literally, we learn it in gym class.
That's insane. I didn't know that was, I thought that was just like.
Yeah, he did not know it. And I think it's because he didn't learn in gym class.
Crazy. Who knew?
So that was really fun. And that yeah, and fun. Then another night out.
Wow. Okay. So what was your favorite part
of the trip?
Whole time.
Honestly, once we got out the last night was like so fun. We did a few bars. Like we went to Dirk Bentley. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We went to his bar. Okay. That one was so fun. The band there was like so good.
Okay. Cool.
And then we went to the Kid Rock rooftop, which we hadn't been to yet.
Okay.
And then we ended at Jason Aldean's. So we did like a few more.
Yeah.
And like the music was just so good and everybody was just dancing.
The best one.
That was probably like the best like night. Vibe night because everybody was singing and dancing. Yeah. But honestly, Ranch Hands was like
so fun
for a girls' night.
Of course.
And just like we were on a bachelorette. So it was
okay, like, fine.
So fun.
Wow. So anyways, 10 out of 10
basically
trip.
The raps I probably chatted for a long time.
10 out of 10 though.
10 out of 10.
Everyone needs to make their way.
Like honestly, it's just worth checking out, especially if you just have like any inkling to go.
Okay.
Like you need to go to Nashville.
I definitely believe you. I believe that. Yeah. I'm meant for that town.
100%.
Yeah.
And like I don't know, it's just like such a good a good vibe and
cute.
Yeah.
The fashion? How was the fashion?
The fashion was good. There obviously is going to be a lot of bridal parties.
Totally.
We saw lots of Canadian tuxedo. Nice. Like
classic.
But everybody, I think if you're going to Nashville, you put on a pair of boots and you just kind of embrace it.
Yeah.
And just that's the part I like love.
No, you know? I love that. That's so cool.
So everybody looked so cool.
Yeah. That's so fun.
And just like, yeah.
You had the best time.
Best time. Best time. And like, just the little things. Like we went into like a custom hat shop.
Yep, totally.
That was like so much fun.
Oh, that's
no one got anything because they started at like $400 US.
Yeah, that's.
But it was like cool to see. Like that's something you would see like on TikTok or something.
Totally.
And I was like, ooh, they're actually making them right there.
That's so cool.
Oh, yeah. So
I want to go.
Put it on your list.
Okay.
Like I said, I would go back tomorrow. It did take me like obviously a few days to recover, mostly my voice from just screaming.
No.
Was gone.
100%.
I got
any trip. Yeah. Any trip takes a while.
Takes a toll.
But a bachelorette.
You get a few.
Yeah.
How many bachelorettes have you been on?
So many.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had like a year of weddings 2 years ago where it was like back to back to back.
Yeah.
So I've been on like three, no like destination, like far away one. We've done like BC summer ones.
Yeah.
And that's as far as I've gone. Yeah. Would be like BC. But those are, I love bachelorettes. They're always so the one fun. Planning them. So
yeah,
it's so fun.
It's fun to just like have an excuse to get together.
Totally.
And then usually the wedding's right around the corner.
Yeah.
And now it's like.
Yeah,
your friend's getting married
exactly.
in like a couple months.
Nashville is my dream bachelorette destination.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I love that.
That's just me in a place.
Yeah.
Like if I could get all my favorite people out to Nashville, I would.
Yeah.
That sounds so fun.
I think you could. That's definitely achievable.
Yeah.
We booked the groom. He used a like group booking link for flights, and it literally was so good. I think you do have to have a minimum people flying with you, and so it's probably a big group.
Yeah,
but it saves so much money for us all on flights. Like it was actually pretty decent.
That's good to know.
And just good to know, good to put it in your back pocket.
Put it in the back pocket.
But yeah.
Okay, fun. Yeah, I told all my friends like years ago. I'm like, Nashville for me. I don't know when I'm getting married, but keep it in your
keep
radar.
Keep it open. Be prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's fun. Wow, I love that for you.
You would just, thrive there.
I would thrive.
Anyways, how have you been thriving here?
Oh,
give me the updates. Enough about me. Am I yeehawing?
You and your yeehawing. I love it. What do I got to update you on? You know, there's like not that much, but there's some fun things I've been doing.
Yeah.
What can I start with?
I'm like on the edge of my seat. I have no idea what you've been up to.
Okay, well, I'll just like kick off with this. Your girl is off the market. I know that people are dying to know because people have been asking me. Yeah, I got a boyfriend.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Oilers boy, concert boy, whatever we want to call him. He's now Morgan's boyfriend.
I'm dying. Yeah, oh my gosh.
That's been a fun one. How are you feeling? So good.
Yeah.
He's the most wonderful human ever. Every day is just like I'm learning something new about him and I just adore him. Like,
yeah.
We've talked about it on here, but I have that like list of things that are just like important to me and he just checks them all off.
Yeah.
It was my friend's birthday in the last couple weeks and we had kind of just like a night at her house and it was just like the most wholesome night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The people that get it will get it, but you just have those nights that just fill your cup.
Oh yeah. And they're like always at home.
Yeah. And you can't plan for them. They just like happen. So it was the night he was coming to like meet a couple more of my friends. He met a couple at that point, but we just like played some classic old drinking games, like in a garage and just like had fun with it. And I've said it to him. I've said it to my best friends, but like one thing I didn't know that I really like needed, but have figured out through all like the people that I've dated in the past and how they've handled it is like, I'm a crazy gal sometimes. Like I can be weird and quirky and whatever, but I've had people judge me for it or like, you know, make me feel weird about it.
Absolutely not.
And he just looks at me like he's in awe at the person I am. Like my best friend was like, he just like adores you. Like mm-hmm. he thinks you're so cool and I'm being like weird.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, I've always wanted that.
Yeah.
So that is a huge green flag for me. And I'm just like, we just are both that way. And he gets along with the people in my life so well.
Which is huge.
Huge.
I feel like we've talked about that on here a lot. And it's like, you need that.
No, you do. Yeah. So yeah, he's great. So yeah, that was that wholesome night. We are both Oilers fans, obviously, because we went to the game together. So it's been playoffs. So we like watch every game together.
Playoffs.
I know, playoffs. Running my life right now.
I know you're a hockey girl.
I know. And you...
I put on an act.
You okay, do
put all on an act.
You do, but you're very supportive about it.
I'm supportive until... That is the only thing that has been on my TV.
Right, of course. No, it has.
Which is getting a little out of hand.
No, I did have this talk with my mom last night. There's so many games and they're attached to every single one of them.
Yeah.
I will say this playoff run, like I'm more invested. Like I'm not watching every game, but I'm like, who won? Like
who's,
I have like the Canadian teams are killing it a little bit. So I just like watching. And supporting. Yeah.
Do you watch like every game, like not just Oilers games?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Yeah. But see, like, that's what I'm dealing with.
Oh yeah, no. I'm not. But like if there's like an intense game on, I mean
that's like worth tuning in.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. Boy, I don't know what we want to call him now. What do we do? Boyfriend? I don't know what we call him.
Boyfriend.
Cute nickname. Like, I don't know. That was weird. He has a hot tub with a TV downstairs. Like, in his, where you can watch TV in the hot tub. And I'm like, you're dedicated.
Oh, so, yeah. That's a full setup, you know.
Yeah. So we do, I mean, like, it helps for him probably. Like, I do like watching hockey.
Yeah, that is nice.
But it does, I don't need to watch it all the time. But if it's, like, a crazy game 7, then I would love to turn it on.
Yeah.
But I don't need to watch other games, not just, just Oilers
games. Just Oilers, yeah.
So that's the fan I am, but.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know,
You're just, like, it's always on.
It's always on, and it's the flipping back and forth.
Oh no, he I'm does
just,
not.
He does, and I'm just like, okay, that's like, awesome. How about we flip to Disney Plus? But I do. We're currently like kind of watching Modern Family.
Okay, yeah.
So they're like really cute episodes, like 20 minutes, totally. 25.
Yeah.
So like that's like an intermission.
Nice. So you. Oh my gosh.
This is what I'm dealing with.
Wow.
I don't know. I was told that playoff hockey is different.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, it's the same game. I understand the energy is different.
Totally.
Totally respect that if you're sitting in the game.
No.
The energy that I'm feeling on my couch is the same the same. No, it's the same.
You're very right.
So I said that in front of a group thinking like they would have my back, like, oh, my boyfriend like says playoff hockey is different.
Yeah.
Everybody, it is. Like, it literally is.
Oh, no. And you were
like, okay.
You're like, sorry.
It's cool.
God. No, anyways. I would get annoyed too. It is like, doesn't need to be on all the time. And he's not even that addicted to it. So yeah. I understand that.
The flipping back and forth.
Yeah, that. I mean, everywhere we go, it's like checking the scores. And I'm like, okay. Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How much do we care? You can't change the results.
You can't change it, and you're not sitting there.
No, I get it. It's just,
yeah, the energy is so different.
Yeah.
In this living room?
Feels the same.
Feels the same.
Feels the same as like 6 months ago, but thank you. That's hilarious. Yeah, no, playoffs, we're watching that. Starts this week, round two, so, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Literally only one round in.
I know.
And it's been going
crazy.
On.
Crazy.
So crazy.
What else have I done? Oh my gosh. I went to my dream concert.
You did? How I was did. It?
Also so
who,
good.
For those of you who don't know.
Cody Johnson, again, little country gal over here. Cody Johnson has been like my dream concert now for quite a while. I bought these tickets back in September. I want to say I joined like his Kojo Nation to get mm-hmm. these tickets because I was dedicated. So I got floor tickets. Like, they weren't crazy prices. I haven't been on the floor since like Justin Bieber in like
oh, yeah.
a long time ago. And so went to that. And when I say I had like an out of body experience.
Oh, I love that.
I really do. Like, that concert changed my life. I can wholeheartedly say it was my favorite concert. I stayed off my phone for like a majority of the concert, which was really nice and really refreshing. Like, I just took in every song. And yeah, it was perfect. And I went with my roommate and her boyfriend and then my boyfriend and then a couple of their other friends. And it was just like so nice. But what I will say is I don't think I'll sit on the floor again for a setup like that.
Did you have seats or was it like
yeah, we had seats. Everyone stood, which I can, that's what I like about the floor because I looked up into the stands and people were sitting and I was like, mm-mm.
I hate that. I hate when you're in a section that's not.
I don't like that. And then you feel bad if you're standing. But
yeah, it's like,
I come
sorry
to stand.
For enjoying myself.
But as a short girly, you know, I'm like 5'1" and a half.
Yeah.
I couldn't see that well.
Yeah.
So I was watching like the screens, but the vibes were good on the floor. So like, I don't know, I'm in between.
It's hard. I do. I agree. Like, you have to be in a certain place on the floor for it to be like,
you do,
to get a really good view.
No.
Or else, yeah, you're right. You do.
And
your view.
Yeah. He didn't have like one of those T stages where it came out a long way.
Yeah.
Like, it was just pretty short. And then he had a pit and then the floor started.
Oh,
like way behind, but
yeah,
the pit rounded. So like,
that's hard.
Yeah, I just feel like the floor would have been sweet, but he's like a very old school country singer. So I wouldn't expect him to have like an elaborate stage setup.
Yeah,
you know?
He's there just to sing.
Yeah, very. But one thing I will say that I loved that he did that a lot of people I think don't, and has what made me realize about concerts what I love is like, I don't like when artists make you feel like you're just another stop. Like, they don't take the time to talk to you and
yeah.
like make you feel. I feel like in Canada we can get lost a lot when tourists come.
Oh, for sure.
Like, we're not the first chosen, but we're fans up here. We just never get that true experience, you know? Like,
yeah,
we're not the States. That's how I've always felt. So when an artist makes me feel special at a concert, whether, and I know it's like probably all staged and publicity and whatever, but like,
as long as it feels real.
It feels real. And he did that. Like, he was just so personable and like so relatable. And he brought up Red Deer. Like,
oh wow.
Yeah, like he had played a bar in Innisfail, so he had like said it's right outside of Red Deer. And like, I was like, whether those are just made up stories, I don't even care.
The fact that he took the time. Yeah.
And like, he got emotional because it was his first sold out show in Calgary ever. Like, so it was just like cool.
Yeah.
I did not feel like we were just another stop. I felt like wanted, like he really appreciated us.
And that's always nice because it is the worst when you're just like, okay.
It is.
Like, and I know you are getting paid to be here,
yeah.
but like, I paid a lot to be here as well.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, Morgan Wallen, great performer, but he did not talk, like, at all.
Yeah, that's what I heard about his last show.
Yeah, like, that, like, I don't think just, he said Calgary.
Yeah, that it got, like, not personal.
No, and I was like, Cody Johnson said Calgary multiple times and just, like, took the time to be like, look behind all of you. Like, look who's all here and, like, whose first concert is this? Like, he just took the time to make the crowd feel special. And it worked on me because I was feeling good.
Yeah. So, that's so much fun.
That was fun. That was like bucket list, like check off. I feel like you're
having a concert year.
I feel like you're
a concert girl.
I am. I'm like loving it. Good. Yeah. And I feel like I'm being more intentional with my concerts. Like just like, I don't know, branching out. I really like them. Yeah. Bringing the vibes.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a good one. What else? My best friend, I talked about in a couple episodes, she had passed away last year. It was like the first anniversary this week, which was obviously not an easy day.
Yeah.
But I took the day off and spent it with all my girlfriends, which was
that's so special.
So nice. She loved to like golf, and she specifically at this one golf course in Sylvan, like, I don't even know what it was called, but it's like the cheaper one. she was a cheap girly. And so we went there for lunch, and it's like this room, like we were the only ones there. But it was so nice. We like went there for lunch and had drinks and had some of her favorite food.
Aww.
And then we went out to her mom's house and spent the afternoon with her mom and release balloons, and it was like so cute.
Yeah.
So that was like
so good. That was really
special.
Moment.
Yeah, it was very special. So that made the day better being with my people. And then this weekend she used to play soccer. So her people organized like a soccer memorial tournament. And last year it was kind of just like so quickly organized. We did not play. It was just like men only, I think, last year. But this year they made it like co-ed.
Yeah.
So the girl gang took to the field.
Played some soccer. That is so crazy. I'm so happy you guys did, though.
Oh, no. It was so fun.
Yeah.
And, Court, I think I found my calling.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Apparently. I haven't played soccer since I was like maybe 10.
Yeah.
I loved it out there. The girls, we like all played the first game. Like everyone came prepared, you know, like we were all dressed and ready, and we just like subbed out. Soccer's hard because that field is so long.
Yeah.
And also when you don't like no matter how active of a person you are, when you're not playing a sport consistently, it's using different muscles.
Yeah.
So it's like it's just like way different. But we hung out there all day. We played like 3 or 4 games, I think. I played the last game 60 minutes straight. No break.
You did not.
Yeah, because like, I mean, selfishly, I was loving it.
Yeah, you're like, I'm good at this. This is my moment.
Yeah, I was like thriving, and I was like, Abigail would be so proud of me right now. Yeah. And then none of the other girls wanted to play, so I was like, they just like cheered on the sidelines for me. But yeah, it was such a good day. It was just like so wholesome, and I knew she'd be laughing her butt off watching us like try and play soccer. But it was just like such a fun day doing something new. But when I tell you I cannot feel my legs still, I can. They are so sore. Again, using different muscles, it's just like, I don't know.
It takes a toll.
It does.
And you don't feel it until like the next day or two.
I burned like 1,600 calories on Saturday.
That's insane.
It was.
But I believe it.
Yeah.
You're right. That field is so big.
So big. Like you sprint down at once and you're exhausted.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how do you guys do this all the time?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really fun. Just like a really fun day for us to celebrate her and hang out all together, like with family and friends, you know, it was really good.
That's so special.
Yeah.
That's such a good way of like just tapping into.
Totally.
Remembering someone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good. So yeah, that's, I think that's like my recap. That's what I've been up to. I mean, work's work, and I'm in the calm before the storm right now, before baseball season starts.
When does baseball season start?
End of this month.
Oh gosh,
I'm like gearing up for it, Court, and I tell you I'm scared. Yeah, it's like June, July, but it's like the amount of Rebels games squished into.
Right, you have said that.
Yep. So I'm not quite ready.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get ready, but I'm also, I think my goal. I said this. I had to do my check-ins for my fitness thing, and I talked about how it's like a journal entry. I said in this one, I was like, I think my goal for this week is to just like really stop and actually enjoy the slowness right now. Like, I feel like I'm getting caught in the anxiety of how busy I'm going to be when I don't need to stress about that yet. Like, that's still so far away.
It is so far away, and it's good to acknowledge it in order to like prepare.
Yeah.
But starting to stress now is just going to make it even more stressful when it comes.
Yeah. So I'm not doing that. I'm like, no, like.
Yeah, trying to like.
Enjoy my nights, you know, like doing nothing, my weekends, like really enjoy them and not feel like I have to like go.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I think I'm gonna lean into this week, hopefully try and enjoy it. But yeah, life's been busy, and having a boyfriend makes it even busier now.
Boyfriends just take up so much of your time,
adding
let me
a
tell
person
you.
To your life. Like, I know I've been excited about this, guys. Okay, I am excited about this, but I'm like, whoa, it's a whole new thing
to just get used to, like someone else's routine too.
Yeah,
is just new.
It is new,
and that's just facts. Yeah,
it's so fun. I'm just like having so much fun. I'm so happy.
I'm so happy you shared
thank
that
you
very important update with us.
Well, someone came up to me and was like, what's the tea, like, or like people who have listened. I've talked about it on here, but we have like a lot of mutuals. Like, our worlds are collided in weird ways. So we showed up to a event together, like a friend's shower.
Mm-hmm.
And like a lot of my people were there, and then like his people. And then it's just like, I don't know. And
a lot of
like my adult people, like friends' moms and stuff, you know?
Yes.
And
yes,
so they're
yes,
like,
yes.
Who is this? Because they listen to the pod. And I'm like, whoa.
It's all coming out.
It is. Yeah. So I had to let, you know, our dedicated followers know that I have a boyfriend. Yay.
We're all so happy for you. And
Thank
I can't wait to hear more.
I know. This is exciting. Yeah. Next week we are doing part two of dating.
Absolutely. We just have so much to say and so much to share.
I know. And I feel like now I'm like excited as ever, because our last one, I was going through it. Like, I was in a completely different stage, but I feel like I have a whole new perspective on things to bring up as a 20-something girl.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to know just all the things, and I want to know, like,
I know
how it all came.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say, yeah, tune in next week, because I will say I have a lot to say on that matter, and I'm excited to share it, because I feel like it's very real life, and
yeah,
a lot of people will relate to it, but... Yeah, dating part two is coming next week, and I'm excited to share more. But that's my update for now, is Morgan's got a boyfriend. She's a happy girl.
I'm here for it. I love to hear it.
Thank you.
I love to see that you're just happy.
Very happy.
In all areas. And yeah, life is going to like amp up. I mean, we have some things on the, cooking
Horizon.
Up? Yeah. For this podcast here that are so exciting.
Yeah, like, I know we say this, we tease you guys, sorry.
But I know,
this
we do,
one,
don't we?
We do, but this one just feels so, I'm so excited, and I think you guys are going to be so excited.
It's been in the works for, been in talks for months now.
Yeah.
So it's going to be so exciting to actually see this kind of project come to life in the next few weeks.
Yeah, literally. Keep your eyes peeled. Like, I mean, when you're listening to this, there might be some teasers out there.
Yeah.
You know, we'd love to hear your little guesses, because this one feels, this is a fun one.
This is a fun one. And it's just like, we just want to also like hear from you guys. If
yeah.
you're listening to this and you're like, I just want to like chat with these girls. Literally, DMs are always open.
Always.
Like, we want to know how the girlies are feeling, where you're at, what you like from us, what you want to see from us.
Oh yeah. Tell us all the things. Like,
we want to chat.
What have you always wanted from us? Tell us.
Yeah,
we love to chat, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, literally.
Hour of yapping done just yapping. Like that.
That yapping is my new favorite word. I feel like it accurately describes my life.
No,
I'm a yapper.
My friend started using it, and then I think I started seeing it more. And she like came over at lunch hour to drop something, and she's like, just having a quick yap sesh. And I'm like, oh yeah, we are just yapping away.
We're just yapping.
And I'm like, I am a yapper, proudly.
I've just been seeing it like all over TikTok.
Yeah.
And people just yapping. I'm like, no. I've never felt more seen.
Oh, why is that our personality?
Yeah. Me and it's you. Like, I'm yeah. a talker. Well, no, I'm not really a talker.
Chatter.
Mm-mm. No, I'm a yapper.
Yep, we yap. We yap here once a week for sure. Wow. No, that's true. I've seen a lot of that and I'm like, I do relate.
Yeah. I love it when something just hits. When Same. Like you see something online, it's just like,
no, yeah.
No, you get me. And it's the fact that like it's out there and other people like also. Okay, oh, so totally. We're all just like living the same life.
No, it's so good.
It's so good.
Wow.
Anyways, okay. I guess that concludes our little yap session.
Literally our yap session.
Thank you so much for the catch up, Morg.
Thank you, Court. We needed that. I feel like so much better. A little debrief of everything going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's do it. Thank you guys so much for listening, obviously. Like we said before, tune in next week. We've got an exciting episode coming, the dating part 2. And a lot of exciting things coming. So make sure to follow us on Instagram, 20-something girl
podcast. Yep.
And stay tuned. There'll be lots of sneak peeks coming.
Yeah, there's going to be so many. Yeah. Because we can't hold on to anything.
No, we can't. We're too excited.
And as soon as we have something, it needs to go up. Yep. So
100%.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. And I guess we'll talk soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.